my lovely spinners, and welcome to my podcast, Spinning a Yarn at the Spinning Barn, where I share all of my news from the farm and the barn. Now, if this is your first visit, then you are very welcome, and I hope that you come to join us regularly. And if you are returning, then of course you are most welcome back too. Lovely to have you all here. So firstly, I owe you all an apology. I had scheduled a podcast, obviously, for the end of July, but to be honest, I was so incredibly busy with work and life that I simply ran out of time. Now, I know that I should put in lots of work behind the scenes to get things completed on time. But believe me, I was doing so much behind the scenes as well, and I still ran out of time. I'm afraid that I'm no longer to burn the candle at both ends like I used to. Oh dear, that's a sign of the times, isn't it really? But never mind, we get there in the end, don't we? So I decided that rather than rushing, that I'd just leave it for a couple of weeks, and here I am to tell you all of my news. So for this month, I've decided not to focus on a specific area of spinning as we usually do, but to just have a little chat about my summer of love. Yes, James is still around, both hindering and helping me, and I love him dearly, but that's not the sort of love to which I was referring. I'm thinking more about what the summer of 2021 has actually offered me in what has been the most normal of times that we've had, that we've all experienced in recent times, isn't it? We've been able to go about our business a bit more freely, although in a very careful and considered way. And things like COVID testing has become part of our lives, hasn't it? But, you know, we must continue to do what we must do to keep ourselves and everybody else safe, shouldn't we? So I've avoided crowded places and online shopping, and the DPD man and the yodel man, they've all become my best friends, just to make sure that, well, the way I see it is that I'm staying away from crowded places. I'm trying to keep the economy going by buying things. I'm very good at that, very good at shopping, but I actually don't like going out. So it's also keeping somebody else employed, isn't it? All the brilliant van drivers, so where would I be without them? So thank you to them too. Now then, as a family, we have all been able to get together to share, particularly in birthday celebrations. You'll probably remember that my little grandson William was born during lockdown in 2020, so he's had his first birthday celebrations here, which was wonderful. And to have all our family together here at the farm was just great. We made the most of the beautiful weather conditions outdoors. It was just perfect. We've had the tent up and they stayed over. They did some camping. Thank goodness the weather was good, otherwise they would not have all fitted in my house, that's for sure. And it certainly gave the little children the freedom to run and play as children should. And some of us bigger children too now, while I come to think of it as well. I think I probably did some things I shouldn't. Anyway, remaining with the theme of family, I can report that our house extension is finally taking shape. Now, for those of you that have visited, you'll know that we've been in a bit of a, not a mess, but you know, it's a building site. It is a building site. It's been like that for some time now, but as I speak, I can see the building works, and we have reached first floor height, and the scaffolding has gone on today, ready to do the top floor, which is fantastic. But this project has tested our patience, to say the least. Who would ever have thought that the builders' merchants would not be able to supply the basic elements of a building, like bricks and timber, and then the cement to hold the bricks together when they did finally arrive. But what is done is done. And in my calm and loving mood, I'm happy that the builders are doing their best in these circumstances, and I'm sure it will be done before we know it. And our three grandchildren, George, Martha and Edith, who live with us, are already starting to plan their new bedroom. They're planning their colours and their layouts, and that makes me very happy. That's what family's all about, isn't it? As long as Edith does not insist on a black star-spangled ceiling. Luckily, she'll be sharing with Martha, and Martha objects, so let's hope that Martha, being the oldest, hope she wins. Otherwise, Grandma might have something to say about all of this. So, one thing I've really enjoyed this year, really loved, has been rebuilding our veg plots with raised beds, and we've been growing our fruit and vegetables. And it's something that I used to do years ago, but life here had taken over and I was definitely out of the habit. So this year I have been ably assisted by George, Martha and Edith in the seed sowing, planting out, watering, weeding, and general excitement of watching our precious seedlings grow into the most stunning plants and actually producing things that most of them don't even want to eat. It's, oh, not runner beans again, Grandma. They don't like runner beans. I love runner beans. I also love broad beans. Luckily, Edith likes broad beans. So I have all of this produce and nobody wants to eat it, but it is in the freezer. And it will get eaten, I can promise you that. Oh, I do wonder sometimes why I do these things. So Martha has earned the title of head gardener, and she has taken to watering duties in my absence recently, and the plot has flourished. The girls have also grown the most beautiful flowers in the garden too. And they have been spreading a little love this summer by sharing posies with our neighbours. And I think it's a very special thing to do and a very simple way of making someone smile. I know that our neighbours were really, really happy to receive that knock on the door and a little smiling face from Martha as she handed over, and Edith, as they've handed over the flowers. It was lovely. I was very proud of them. We were not smiling, however, at the total devastation, yeah, I am not exaggerating, caused by the rabbits who nibbled through my fruit cage and stole my strawberry plants, or the deer who jumped the fence and snacked on my sweet corn cobs, or the cabbage white butterflies who must have had that amount of eggs shipped in from somewhere. Surely they cannot lay that many eggs. So let's just say that my absolutely perfect cauliflowers and all of the brassicas were decimated in hours. I'm not kidding, hours. I was not feeling the love then, except to console myself with the fact that I have helped our struggling natural world. All these animals need to eat as well, don't they? But when I've got 12 acres of other things they could be eating, why did they have to choose the vegetables that I wanted to eat myself? I was so looking forward to a cauliflower cheese. But anyway, I've still got lots and lots of beetroot left, so I'm sure that will end up in the pot and also in the dye pot. So I've got to look on the positive side, haven't I? But we are definitely looking towards plan B for our Fort Knox for next year. I will not be defeated by a few butterflies, that's for sure. Now then, I'm also very happy to report that the extension to the spinning barn is now in full flow. Well, quite a slow flow, but it is happening. James has been working really hard to renovate what used to be our lambing shed until recent years. We've actually stopped breeding now because obviously I keep all of my sheep. My rule is that they're born here and they will stay here for their entire natural life. But obviously I have got 27 sheep now, and not enough space to continue breeding at the moment. And so the area had actually become a bit of a storage area for all sorts of things, including a multitude of fleeces. The trouble is that during the bad weather, the wind used to blow the rain in, and it used to go right back about halfway through this building. And the floor was on a bit of a slope, so everything ended up in puddles, and I ended up panicking getting everything out of the puddles. It wasn't great, but not anymore. We have a lovely concrete floor and it's already starting to feel more organised. And we were very lucky to be gifted some fabulous kitchen units, complete with a sink, which will become the area that I use for fleece preparation. Now, this little act of kindness reminded me again of the love and generosity of my friends. So thank you so much. You know who you are. And I will allow you to come and wash some fleece in that sink. And we've also acquired a set of patio doors, which were free to a good home. after 3 days of hard work on James's behalf to remove them from their previous home. I'm all about trying to upcycle, recycle, reuse things that otherwise would just go to waste, and it's done us a great favour. It's brilliant. So that's how I know that he loves me too. He does all these jobs for me, doesn't he? And I know he was exhausted. So again, I'll have to thank him as well, don't I? Publicly. And it won't be long before the second side of the barn is complete, and that will open up lots of opportunities for me. So watch this space. It's already proved to be really useful, actually. So obviously during our social meetings, which have been the last Saturday of every month, we've been able to open up both sides, which has given everybody more space to move between both rooms, really. So rather than having lots of people in one space, it's giving people the space to really spread out, have the doors open, keep the air flowing through, and it's been fabulous. So I'm really, really pleased and very, very grateful. It's just enabled us to carry on doing something else that, you know, we enjoy so much. The social groups are always hard work in terms of preparation. I have to make a lot of cakes, you know, but I also have to eat a lot of cake, don't I? So it's really working really, really well, and I'm so happy. And on that note, before I forget, let me tell you that because the social group has been working so well and we're getting very busy, I've decided also to open up for a second meeting a month, which will be on the second Wednesday of every month from 10 until 1. And of course, all of that information will be in the usual places on my website and Facebook and Instagram. So you can check that out and put those dates in your diaries, and you'll be very, very welcome. I'd love to see you, whether you've been before or whether you're a new visitor, you'll be very, very welcome. I will save you some cake and get the kettle on. Now then, I have been a very brave girl and spent a week away from home all on my own, attending the Association of Guilds of Weavers, Spinners and Dyers Summer School at Riddle College in Essex. Now, I was really lucky to be offered a last minute place, and I just couldn't resist. So I'd chosen the spinning course with Amanda Hannaford, and you know, I just wanted to just spend some time just indulging really in the craft that I love. Just being able to spin every day, it was a real, real treat. And yeah, there were things I learned along the way, because I really, really believe the subject of spinning is, it's immense, isn't it? There are so many avenues that we can take. You know, just another little idea that gets sparked and you go off at a completely different tangent. So there is always something new to learn, and that is what really keeps me excited and keeps me motivated as well. And I hope that I'm able to pass that on to you as well. So our group consisted of 15 avid spinners. We were very lucky to be able to sort a range of fleeces that Amanda had prepared for us. And we were able then to perfect the most appropriate spinning techniques and just discuss their properties, which is something that I do here already. But again, it was great to see fleeces that I hadn't used. And I have to say, I fell in love with the Exmoorino, that's E-X-M-O-O-R, as in the area, merino, okay, Exmoorino. So a cross between a merino and an Exmoor, and it's absolutely stunning. Beautiful, beautiful crimp, very, very soft, and spun like a dream. It was fabulous. So that was something I really got from that. I love fleeces and I love seeing all those properties. So yeah, I was well happy. And I was also really fascinated by the array of wheels in the room and the amount of spinning related equipment that every participant had clearly piled high into their cars to get to college in the first place. I'm just glad that I didn't have a human passenger, or there would have been no room for my wheel on the front seat with its seatbelt holding it securely in place. I'm sure I must have got some funny looks along the M11 at some point, but hey-ho, I like to make people guess. And every time the shout went up for a very necessary tool, we could be sure that someone would have it in their stash and would present it triumphantly to avert a potential spinning disaster. So all was good. Everybody was able to spin, no disasters. And the week was the best fun and equally the most exhausting time I have had for a long time. I came home absolutely shattered. I probably still feel it now, actually, because I've been trying to catch up ever since. But it was brilliant, you know, tired because I had been concentrating so hard, it must have spent about 12 hours a day spinning. It was great. But also there were lots of other activities during the evening as well, which was fabulous. And it didn't take long for the group to gel either. And I tell you, the love of spinning in the room, it was palpable. You know, you could really, really tell that everybody had come together for the same purpose. It was fabulous. And everyone was keen to help each other. And I know that nobody felt excluded. And I think that is what our crafts bring to us all, isn't it? It's a shared joy. It was just wonderful, really wonderful. And those of you who know me will be more than aware that I often have a tear or two when I'm teaching. And it's when I see that spinning penny drop and the total delight and probably relief for the new spinner when it all falls into place. It's what makes my job so incredibly satisfying. And I have to say that the same applied at summer school. Now, I'm sure that the lady concerned won't mind me saying, if she's listening to this, because she knows this fact already, we had the conversation, that she had moments of uncertainty with new techniques, but oh boy, the sheer happiness on her face when that penny dropped for her was the most special thing to see all week. It really summed up my week, and it also reinforced why I love doing what I do. So bring on those tears, because it means there's very special moments have been had, doesn't it? A new spinner is always amongst us. That's got to be a good thing, hasn't it? Now, I shall also share with you all what could have been a bit of a disaster for me. Now, being the first summer school that I had attended, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. The organisation was incredible, I have to say. And however, on arrival, I received a package of vital information for the week, along with a fabulous Hessian bag in which to store said package, plus notebook and pen and a rather handy thermos mug. I was all prepared, it seemed. So the itinerary for the week also included a fashion show where attendees were invited to wear or show something that they had made. Now, I had not intended to show anything because, as you know, I'm not much of a maker of things. I just love to spin. I did, however, take a poncho that I had knitted a few years ago with my own sheep's wool. I'd only taken it just because I was going to wear it if it got chilly in the evenings. I did, however, decide to enter. I gave in my little slip of paper, which explained all about what my item was, and I nervously sat in the waiting area and became increasingly terrified. Oh God, the thought of it now, as other participants wore or displayed the most incredible of pieces, whether that was woven, felted or knitted. It was absolutely stunning. I have to say, the level of workmanship, it was outstanding, absolutely outstanding. And I was totally out of my comfort zone. And had there been a prize for the worst item, I feel sure that I would be proudly displaying that. But it was too late to back out, so I had to just do it. I could not. It would have been even worse if I had just got up and walked away. So I had committed at this point. So I jauntily paraded along the lines of very talented and keen eyes, feeling like I wanted to run. So what did I do? I made them laugh instead because I had noted that the garment was not particularly planned. And you could see obviously that these other items that were being displayed clearly were. There would have been the most intense amount of planning that went into preparing and creating those items. They were stunning, but not me. And I also had to wait for the following year to shear the same sheep to be able to spin more yarn to complete it. Well, one couldn't get more disorganised if one tried, could one really? So I think I got away with it. But on a serious note though, I decided not to. I'm still laughing now, aren't I? Oh my gosh. I decided not to head for the hills because I thought that if I was feeling in awe and a bit disheartened by the sheer quality of the work, then perhaps others were too. And that could easily prevent someone from persevering or just enjoying what they do. You know, we all sometimes feel a little bit disheartened, don't we? And that's the last thing I ever want anybody to feel. We've all got our place. It doesn't matter, does it? And we all have to start somewhere. So I thought, I'm going to do it anyway. And hopefully it would give somebody just that little bit of encouragement to say, yeah, actually it's fine. I'm loving this too. And this is where I'm starting. And I wonder how it's going to progress. I did, however, receive kind remarks from my classmates the next day. So the love amongst us obviously remains. That was good. But I did come away, though, with a new determination to improve my knitting skills and actually trying to produce something that I am happy to wear in public, other than scarves. It seems to be a bit of a joke in my household that I knit a lot of scarves. And it's really just because it's so simple, isn't it? I can sit in front of the television and not have to really think about it, because I spend most of my day sitting in my barn spinning, whether I'm doing my admin or whether I'm teaching a workshop. So I really feel obliged, I suppose, to spend the evening in the house with my husband. And if he's sitting there either watching the television or snoring or whatever, at least we're together. So I have to keep busy. So scarves are nice and easy, aren't they? I have just finished a cowl. That is not a scarf. It's a round scarf. So that's totally different and totally acceptable, isn't it? So yes, I'm excited. I have been motivated and yeah, I'm going to learn something else and it's going to keep me going as well. Now, if you haven't attended summer school before, I would really encourage you to do so. The next one will be in 2023, and I'm sure there will be yet another amazing array of courses for you to indulge in too. It's just such a fabulous opportunity to just step out of our day-to-day lives, take a little holiday. I can't remember the last time I went away for a week. And certainly never on my own. And yeah, I was really nervous, but do you know, it was so well organized and everybody was so friendly that it was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed it. And there, whether you want to indulge in something that you already do, as I did, or whether you want to try something new, there's so many things that might be, you know, knitting classes, dyeing, felting, different types of spinning, so exotic fibres, there was flax spinning, so much to do. So bear that in mind and start saving your pennies for 2 years' time, and I'm hoping that I'll see you there as well. So I hope that you've enjoyed hearing my news from what has been a really great summer. The weather hasn't been that brilliant, but that hasn't really mattered to me at all. More importantly, I have become even more aware of the love within my spinning world, whether that is in the joy of a new spinner, the laughter and cake that we share at our social groups, the joint interactions of my online group, or with a group of relative strangers who became good friends and good company for the week that I had away from my family. And I hope that your favourite craft gives you all the same amount of joy. So I hope you have had a fantastic summer too. Here's to an even better autumn. Let's wait and see what that brings for us as well, shall we? So as I said before, lots of ideas. I've got lots of plans as usual, which you'll be able to hear all about in my newsletters and on my Facebook page, etc. So join me for those, and I hope to keep in touch with you very soon. So until we chat again, bye for now. Love to you all. Bye bye.